and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters, day 363. How are we all doing? Can't see the chat yet. Shall I have a guess? I think it's Jonathan's turn, but I don't know.
It is Johnny's turn.
Oh, I was right. Let me in.
Johnny, did you have to refresh again? No, it's a serious question.
Yes, I know.
Because I've just not refreshed. I've just pressed play. And you just totally cut off the Berkster in his prime.
Sorry about that, yeah. Berkster.
No, you see, he didn't have to.
No.
No.
No, it's all in the mind.
It was something at your end, obviously.
Oh. Oh, Paul, not in Sydney today. You're not in the UK, are you? Mind you, that might have been... You probably wouldn't have got there in the time between shows. Ooh, let
us know.
So
where are you, Paul?
Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Renee. Hello, Sarah.
I didn't realise you were allowed to leave.
They did it right,
Mike.
They did
it sensibly.
Yes. Unlike our lot that didn't. Still in lockdown, 363 days later. Crying out loud. Oh, Tracy, I've got a message from Tracy. Mm. Yes, marooned, currently 360. I'm sure everything up to last night was in itself 362, so there would be a 361, wouldn't there? Oh, ooh, cheesy beans on toast. It's not the Spanish beans, is it, Jonathan? That must never be referred to as Spanish beans. Crying out loud. So what have we all been up to? Oh, I've spent most of the day trying to fix the tech again. Honestly, this app that I'm using, I can't wait to be able to explain to you all the total fiasco that's gone on with this app. But I can't at the moment because it's in beta and I'm sworn to secrecy, which is just as well. Otherwise, you'd be hearing about it endlessly on account of the fact it's driving me up the pole. But we'll see how it gets on. See how it gets on. Hello, Tracy. Weekend trip up the coast. Oh, big thunderstorm. Tethered to phone. That's not good. I always think of Australia as absolutely beautiful weather. But when our friends went, which was a good 3 years
Stuart
ago this
Ellen.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sent some photos back. So this was about the autumn of 2018, I think.
I think it was.
Something like that. And, you know, they've got the usual, here's me with a koala and here's me in a hat and here's me. And there was two photos, I think, this particular day. And Ellen's in a chair, obviously, and she's got this outfit on. And it was like an almighty Macintosh all over her, hood up and all over the chair. And it was raining, like, but it's the Australian summer. What's going on? So a couple of months later, when we did handover, which is when... the previous president, which was Stuart, handed over to Mike. There's a handover lunch. And in the handover lunch, the incoming president, Mike, tends to do like a review of the outgoing president's year and how marvellous it was and everything. And we had probably about 12, 15 pickies. And each one, there was something hysterical to say about it. What on earth is she doing? Can you deal with that while I deal with this? She's just jumped up like she's been shot and's knocking things over.
Come on.
And now he's been taken outside. Let that be a lesson to you. Come on.
Come on.
And off she goes. Like she's been shot. Oh, she's been a good girl today, though, to be honest. So we had great fun. There was that one of Australia. There was one of the koalas in Australia. Another one you might have seen. Stuart won the Provincial Bowls Trophy. This trophy is about 10 times the size of the FA Cup. And he'd won it the year before. This particular year, he'd won it again, but nobody wanted to do the tournament anymore. So he was pretty much left with this bowls trophy. So we put on the slide the bowls trophy. And then Mike actually said the words and Ellen was thrilled just as another slide came up. And that one was a tin of Brasso. that was our tale of Australia. But we did get like a blog thing for an entire month of all their adventures and it sounded fantastic. but not sure about Big Thunderstorm. Not good. Not good. Tracy's up to 360. Let me have a look. Well, yesterday was 362, and I've got to edit that yet. But 361's live. So you're almost caught up. Just got to keep up now till Tuesday. But you've got to give me a chance to get it actually edited and up there yet. Because last night's need an edit because it failed halfway. So I've got to do a three-way patch on that one. Tonight's I can't edit it until we finish by request because it's all in one recording. Tomorrow I've got a live show and then another live show. So the feed might be updated Sunday night. Oh, it's going to cut it close, isn't it, for Tuesday? right. What else have we got going on? Is all of Ireland part of the UK or just part of it? Just part of it, Kim. Ireland itself, the island of Ireland, is split into two. Northern Ireland, at the top end of it, is part of the British Isles. But, no, is that United Kingdom, I think that is, but not Great Britain. It's complicated. Great Britain, I do believe, is England, Scotland and Wales. But the United Kingdom includes Northern Ireland. But they are actually, for some purposes, four separate countries. But the Republic of Ireland, capital of which is Dublin, which is the majority of the island of Ireland, is nothing to do with us. They are a completely separate state. So there you go. Right. And even the Northern Ireland thing's hanging by a thread. But there's a long, horrible history with all of that. So, which I didn't do history beyond the Roman baths. So, do you know, I would have loved history if it was about more modern history. But who was the guy who had a seed thing? A seed planter of some description. Because I think we did that as well. But you notice the I think there, because I was probably asleep. Do you know the highlight, one of the highlights of my years at school? Because I hated school with a passion. One of the highlights was we were supposed to write this history essay. And I loathed history. It was one of my worst subjects. I just didn't like it. It was boring. It was too far gone. Too far gone. She told us to write this essay and I'd totally forgotten. And everybody in the class knew I'd totally forgotten. It wasn't deliberate. I'd just forgotten. So she started going round collecting the books in. And, you know, fair play to everybody. I'd said, oh, my God, I've not written it. I'd done like a paragraph. And I kind of gave this first one that was in the far side of the classroom the nod that I hadn't done it. And I was furiously writing, you know, talk about the ink was still wet. And fair play to everybody. They were like, oh, I'm sorry, miss, it's in my bag, just a minute. It must have taken her about 15 minutes to collect all these books in. By the time she came to me, I'd finished it. Oh, I have happy memories of that one. Oh, Kim's family came from County Down. I do believe from my grandmother that my ancestry is Irish. How far back, I wouldn't like to say. But apparently it involved a castle somewhere. Maybe I should do the genealogy thing and find out. I've never really gone down that route at all. I do remember a relative ringing and wanting to know if we had any information about my grandmother's side of the family. And the relationship between them was, it was by marriage with her grandmother and my grandmother. And I remember yakking away about it. And I said, no, we've got nothing, no photo, no, nothing. And I'm sitting there thinking as I'm on the phone with a girl, don't you know? And I don't think she did. But the upshot of it was, if you took one look at her grandmother, you would have known that she was not related in any way, shape or form to the other side of the family. Her mother had been in service somewhere and the person, you know, the husband stroke father had got her pregnant. So she was like born out of wedlock and was nothing to do with the one that she thought was her father. And clearly nobody had bothered telling that side of the family. And I'm sitting there and she's on about, oh, well, that's related to so-and-so and so-and-so. I thought, no, they're not. So I left it alone. No, you never know what you might find out. My classmates were amazing that day, Tracy. Do you know, when we worked as a team, we were fantastic. Because we did the coat thing, if you remember, as well. where there was a school coat involved. You were supposed to have a school blazer that was real wool. There was no kind of modern, you can sling it in the washing machine alternative. Real wool in bright purple. It was obscene and it stank to high heaven when it got wet. So everybody had a different coat. You know, you might put your blazer on underneath, but the odds are you're going to wear just a non-uniform coat. There was 30 of us in the class. 28 of us had a non-uniform coat. And it's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Because I think this is very unfair, but it was, unless everybody got a tick against their name that they had a uniform coat, everybody was going to have to stay late, even if they did have a uniform coat. So quick powwow. And two coats, it was like the loaves and the fish. Two coats lasted 30 of us. The front two had the two official coats. And then when the first one had got a tick against their name, they gave it to the third in the queue and took the coat off the third in the queue and went back to the cloakroom with it. No one could find a darn thing at the end of the day. It was like, where's your coat? Don't know. Has it got a name in it? They were all over the place. But do you know what? We got away with it. Which tells you all you need to know about the intellect of the teachers. Won't say any more about that. Now, when we worked as a team, we were fantastic. Just didn't happen that often, to be honest. Oh, but there you go. So what else have we been doing today? Occupying Lola most of the day. She's been giddy today. I think she's been good for too long. Mayo used to be like that. He'd be good for 3 or 4 days and then all of a sudden he'd just kind of explode in a bundle of energy. But we woke up this morning and it was absolutely lashing it down. And Mike said, I've got to take the dog out. I said, I don't think she's going to want to go out. So we had a look at the weather and it was like, might leave it half an hour. Anyway, it did perk up later, but it's very, very wet out there. Not good. I think Mike's been VBAing and I've been blend moding. And that was our exciting day. We did have a visitor. Not a coming in visitor, obviously, a leaving toys in the porch visitor. So that was good. That was exciting. So what have you guys been up to? Clearly, Tracy has been catching up with Marooned. But what about everybody else? No, I'm caught up on the chat and I've got feeder there, but I can't publish 62. I would if I could, Tracy, but I can't because I've not edited it yet because I needed some sleep. Hopefully everything will go all right with Brooklands. I think I've got what I'm having to do with this app that's misbehaving is open like extra windows and control it from the extra windows, which means I've got about 90 windows. Oh, I know what happened today that I've never seen before and hope I never see again. Minding my own business, I sat there and I've got some YouTube videos on. And all of a sudden, this YouTube video wouldn't play. So, you know, like when it goes really slow and it's either there's an internet fault or there's a YouTube fault, one or the other. And then I saw a message I'd never seen before that said it couldn't start to play. And if it didn't start to play within like the next few seconds, then restart the device. I thought, but it's not a device. It's a computer. You know what I mean? It's not like an iPad. So I went to another browser. No joy. Went to a third browser. No joy, same fault. So I'm thinking, well, YouTube must be down. So I asked Mike, his is fine. I thought, not liking the look of this. At the same time as that was happening, I'd remembered that there was an update out to Photoshop. They do like a quarterly update and that the quarterly update was out. I could update Camera Raw and it tantalisingly told me there was a Photoshop update, but the update button wasn't working. But I'd already read that somebody else had to totally reboot to get this button working. So I thought, well, I will reboot, but I'm a bit peeved if I've got to reboot one just to install an update. I mean, I can understand rebooting after I've installed the update, but not before. And the other was I'd never seen this YouTube fault. Anyway, I rebooted and it was fine. But that's not good because that's the second time in 2 days I've rebooted because of some kind of fault or another. So could be happier on there. Oh, thank you, Tracy. We'll get there. We'll get there. My money's on tomorrow, to be honest. Probably after the afternoon show. We'll ask umpire Kim to establish the finishing line, taking into account technical difficulties. Well, the finishing line for a full Marooned marathon is when Marooned is over. But I definitely think there should be some award if you've listened to everyone from the first year. We'll see how that goes. Hello, Pete. Jonathan's had a clear out. Ooh, lots of things you never need have been thrown. Wow, Jonathan. Is this ready for a life change of some description? Are there gherkins with the dinner? This is the burning question. There's usually always gherkins with the dinner. Oh, no, there isn't gherkins with the dinner. That looks lovely. You remember I went through that phase where I was craving baked beans on toast? Something wrong with me, honestly. That looks really nice. I could definitely go that. But I have had pizza mushrooms, and I did enjoy the pizza mushrooms. Oh, and Tracy went for a picnic in the countryside. No, you wouldn't be doing that here. It's raining heavily. I will check the photos out shortly. So did anything technical go, Jonathan? Anything old, like old iPods or anything? Did anything technical go? Jonathan needs to catch up on Slack. Don't we all, Jonathan? Do you know, we've been thinking that, Kim. Maybe Jonathan's making room in his life for a little friend. You know, we're going to be very disappointed if it's a cat, aren't we? Mind you, Lola wouldn't be. She'd like a cat. I think she'd like a little baby brother as well. We'll have to see how that goes. Imagine it'd have to be a sister. You threw out two spiralisers. We've got two spiralisers and we never use them. So you're not spiralising anything now, Jonathan. I don't think you... Well, you know, you might need two spiralisers one day. You never know. But if you're not using them. Right, are you back?
Yes.
She's okay? She's on the bed and she's settled.
She's snoozing, I think.
She's in a reclined position on the bed.
Oh, cheesy beans. Reminds me of I was going to say school dinners.
No, it was better
not
than
school
that.
Dinners, no work dinners. I used to have chips and beans with grated cheese smothered over it.
Well, we did have some cheese today, didn't we?
We did.
We did, on the little pizzas. Jonathan still got one spiraliser. He had four and has thrown away two. Jonathan, they've got obsession with them. We've all got our money on a little chum for Jonathan, haven't we? Oh, Jonathan, did you see that programme? It's called The Dog House. It was fantastic. It's not like me to watch a programme, is it? I only dipped in and saw bits of it, but I did record it so I can take the adverts out and actually watch the programme. It's called The Dog House. I think it was on Channel 4 or 5, one of the weirdy ones. And it was a charity that had dogs and they matched them up with people who wanted a dog. And I think the first one we saw, and we didn't see it to the end because we were too busy, hence recording it. It was a Newfie, a Newfoundland, which is basically like nine times the size of Lola. And this dog, I didn't hear the full history of this dog, but it was depressed. It wouldn't eat. It had had a chum and the chum had died. So this dog was on its own. And it wouldn't eat and it'd been losing weight. The family who were looking for a dog had two kids and the youngest one was autistic or on the spectrum in some way and he wouldn't eat either. He was scared of eating that it would choke him. And they thought this dog would be perfect to be a chum for this lad. Anyway, it didn't go well the first time they met because the lad wouldn't go near the dog. I mean, the dog was huge. The dog was as big as a bear. He was absolutely huge. But the mum liked it. The dad liked it. And the brother got on really well with this dog. And the people at the rehousing were like, oh, the trouble is if the older brother gets attached to the dog, then the brothers, you know, the younger brothers could feel left out and it could make matters worse. And they're all pretending to be psychologists there. When all of a sudden the little one kind of walked up to this dog and the dog started playing with him. And the next thing is the dog's eating sausages and so's the kid. It was so sweet. So I'm assuming they ended up together. They were perfect for each other. Maybe Jonathan's imaginary at the moment puppy would like a spiraliser. Would like all their food spiralised, you never know. Oh, it's not big enough. Oh, no. They don't take up that much room, Jonathan. Well, they would if they're a Newfie. But, you know, tiny dogs don't take up that much room. It's a bit like, I remember when, do you remember Graham saying, I can't have a 27-inch iMac because it won't fit on the shelf?
Yeah.
And I said, well, can't you knock a wall down or something? Never mind getting a bigger shelf. Knock a wall down if it won't fit in. I'm looking at the fact that they're saying, you know these rumours that tantalise you and then they turn out to be complete garbage. One of them was 32-inch iMac Pro with an M1Z chip. And I'm thinking, you know, that might have to knock a wall down. Yeah, that. Because the way it is at the moment, it might go in, but it might be a squeeze. Might need a bigger desk. And the desk is pretty big already. But I would be tempted by that one. I would. So we'd have to see. Oh, Tony's spending money again. Just had a delivery from Amazon, magnetic cooling laptop stand, as heard about last night. That is an amazing delivery, Tony. Wow, that's not even 24 hours. Everybody needs one or two. They are brilliant, aren't they? They're just... The original ones that I had were just quite expensive and I got them on offer, which was how come I had them.
There was a link in the chat last night, Johnny.
There was?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were asleep, Jonathan, that's when it went in. Yeah. Would you like me to send you a link, Jonathan?
Stick it in the chat.
Now, do you want space grey? Tell me first. Do you want space grey or do you want silver?
I've got the links here.
I think I put the... Oh, I did put both in, didn't I?
Yeah. I've got them in my history.
Right. They're in there. So there they are.
Are you putting them in?
I'll put in this one, which is the space grey link. I'm thinking Jonathan is a space grey boy, isn't he? There we go. I'm not saying a thing, Tracy. I'm pimping out these space grey and silver things. They are amazing, and they're pretty good value considering how much the other ones were. Don't know what you mean. I wasn't asleep, Jonathan. You were asleep. Kim's got cameras on you, and she knows. Good night, Sarah. The thing that makes these really special is the magnets, because the other ones, when the rubber on them somehow seems like in the cold or the heat to expand a bit, and you've really got to shove to keep them together. But these are a little bit lighter, and like I say, a little bit less slippy. The rubber seemed to be more rubbery somehow, so it didn't move. It didn't move at all, and you can use them on so many different devices. So I have iPads on them. I rest books on them, you name it. But if and when a Mac Mini arrives, I know it's ridiculous because two pairs would be £20, wouldn't they? But they'd be perfect for a Mac Mini. They really would. You can actually buy these things on Amazon. Wow. I'm amazed as well. I wonder sometime what's on the Spanish site. There's so much stuff that isn't, and I don't understand why. I could understand it if it was a tiny European country, but not Spain. You know, I think of like Spain, France, Germany. To me, they should be exactly the same as the UK. In fact, Germany probably has more stuff. There's suppliers in Germany that I've ordered from before, not via Amazon. I think one's called either Thompson or Thomason. I think it's Thomason. They're an audio specialist. And there was something that I needed that nowhere in the UK had. We do have a shop, though, don't we? We've got Dawson's. Although, didn't that shut down? The one in Altrincham, the music shop.
Did it shut down?
Well, the guy who runs it was on the TV the other day saying they were really, really struggling because they only had online and they've got retail premises to pay for.
Dawson's Music.
I don't know how they kept open in the first place.
All stores are temporarily closed.
Well, I know they're temporarily closed, but he was saying it was getting to the dicey stage. And when you think you've got a year's worth of rent to pay, but you've not actually been able to open the doors. And music stores, you know, they've got equipment in them. They're not just selling sheet music, so they're not tiny. They've got all the equipment in them. One of them's in Altrincham, which isn't cheap to start with. I don't know where the others are. You actually went and picked something up from them, if you remember.
I did.
I had a good conversation with them. It was portable booth around the microphone for the sound. And Mike picked it up on the way home.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, a huge Dawson's in the centre of Manchester. That won't be cheap to rent. Yeah, that's the point. Now, I can understand the centre of Manchester. They probably have a really good deal going with, like, Chetham's, which is the music school. There's also Royal Northern College of Music. So it would make sense that they had a lot of equipment contracts with them. Don't know whether they would or not, but it would make sense. Oh, if it's next to a Cafe Nero, I'm in there. That's what we do. Well, that's what we used to do after we'd bought kit. Now we're going to have to do that here. We're going to have to bring it in and just have our own here. It's tradition that I have tea, Mike has hot chocolate, and then the milk that would go in my tea that doesn't go in my tea, because they give you that in a separate cup, Mike has. And then I have water. Cafe Nero actually provides you with free water, which I think is a really good idea, especially considering the tea's about £3 a cup. But that's what we used to do, and we can't do that anymore. But when we did it, we used to live Facebook it. That was the day, if you remember, Jane, I'd said, I can't make my mind up between the 10.5 and the 12.9. And Jane said, get one of each. When we did the live Facebook, I'd got the Apple bag on the desk. So I'm doing the here's Mike drinking his hot chocolate and here's the iPads. So I lifted up the bag and went, ooh, and you know, there's Mike's iPad and there's my iPad. And ooh, there's another iPad. Took Jane's advice and got both. Oh, great fun. I think that was the last time we went in and bought an iPad, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah, because the 11-inch, I think I had it delivered. That was autumn. You don't mind paying for money coffee as long as you actually use a machine to grind it. £3 for a tea bag and hot water's taking the proverbial. I always think of it as being the atmosphere. It's just something we've traditionally done ever since we got the iPhone 3G, which is a long time ago, 2008. But we didn't go to Nero that day. We went to Starbucks. And it was so funny because we got the phone, and I think I downloaded the Twitter client, and we were very, very new on Twitter at the time. Probably been on Twitter about 3 or 4 months. And up till that point, we couldn't tweet when we were out because we didn't have a tweetable device. So that was our first portable tweetable device. So I got the Twitter client installed. I had installed in my memory, emblazoned on it, my Apple ID password, which was hideously long. Comes to it, I get Twitter. And I thought, oh God. What's the password? I couldn't remember the password for Twitter. So I'm sat there and I thought, no, I've got a vague idea of what it is. I've just got to get it in the right order. And luckily, I remembered it. So we sent some tweets from Starbucks. But after that, it was Nero all the way. There you go. Smart thermostats. Yeah, we call ours IMAX, Pete. And we'd never put the heating on. But I know Jane has got Nest and she loves it. But I have no idea other than that. Jonathan loves his Nest, and Kim's got the Nest. I've not heard of the others, to be honest. I've heard of Nest. Nope, don't know the other two. There you go. Never heard of them. I think the important thing to remember is it's like Betamax and VHS. Betamax was better. VHS won the argument. So even if one of the others is better than Nest, if Nest has got the market, you've got to seriously consider it because the other one might be gone tomorrow. That's all I'd say about that, but I don't know. And Google Hubs as well. Oh, have we all read about the latest Apple demise? Not only did the iMac Pro reach
Jonathan
end of life.
Jonathan doesn't know what Betamax is.
Oh, Jonathan. Jonathan! Mind you, in his defence, I don't think he was born, was he?
Exactly.
Betamax was a video format, Jonathan, for home video. So, you know, you used to have your video recorder under the TV, worked on cassette tape things, the black things that you put in. Originally, there were two formats. Sony went with Betamax. The tapes were a little bit smaller, but 15 minutes longer. So each tape was 3 hours, 15 minutes. The picture quality on the Betamax was way better than the VHS, but the VHS tapes and video players were fractionally cheaper. And VHS won the battle. And finally, Betamax got laid to rest. It was very, very sad, I'm telling you. Very, very sad. Oh, dear. Oh, Kim installed it herself. That's excellent. Oh, don't be nervous with electrical things. That's the worst that can happen. That's how I always approached it. If it's a red wire, leave it alone. Oh, always do the other ones first. Or in this country, brown. That didn't help, did it, when they changed all the colours? It used to confuse my father, which completely perturbed my mother. That was how come I got the job. There you go. Yes, not only have they... Is it right to say sunsetted? I think it is, isn't it? They've not officially said the iMac Pro is dead, but the iMac Pro is dead because they're not making any more. So while stocks last, which sounds like a fire sale, doesn't it? They've done the same with the HomePod. So the HomePod is now RIP. This is the big HomePod. Again, while stocks last. So they're putting their power behind the HomePod Mini now. Some people absolutely love them, though, and they say they're going to buy half a dozen before they sell out. But they were so much more expensive than the alternatives and didn't offer that much extra functionality. Ah, Renee bought them all. There you go. Well, if you want any more, now's the time, Renee. Because it goes through that phase, doesn't it, of, oh, they're selling them off, so they'll probably reduce the price a bit. And then the next phase is, ah, but people who really, really, really want them, and then the price goes up. So there you go. I guess it's like A-ladies. We've got quite a few A-ladies. But if you like them, you like them. And if they do a job for you, then they do a job for you. It's a bit like when they decided they were coming out of the airport market. And it was like, oh, what do I do? Do I buy like one or two more to keep the network going? Or do I put that money towards something else because I know there's no future in it? So they seem to be at a crossroads at the moment of not really knowing what they're up to. That iMac Pro has been, I mean, for a start, the iMac range as a whole has stagnated for quite a while. And then they brought out that Pro, and I wasn't really sure what was Pro apart with it, apart from the fact it was space grey, which, you know, that's a colour, doesn't cost anything extra. And it had the Pro name. It didn't seem amazingly fabulous by comparison. So maybe they're getting their act together, who knows? Or maybe everything's just going to be a big iPod. Ooh, today for Kim, goal of the day, install a video doorbell. It'll go fine. It'll go fine. We used our video doorbell today. Well, it's a video camera for us. Doorbell off. Doorbell never on. They do need to redesign the iMac, though. Ah, trouble is, yeah, like you're saying, you've not seen any that you like. That's the problem. When I look at them, they've all got that very, very harsh industrial look that the stupidly priced monitors got. Even those that were in like powder pink look like they'd come out of a factory. So I don't know. With that, I'd be thinking, can you imagine if they got rid of the other one that's actually not offensive to look at? It's got an almighty size bezel, but it's not offensive to look at, and replaced it with that pink monstrosity. Or the powder blue monstrosity. Not at all sure about any of those. But I think the fact they've retired the HomePods, an odd move at this point. I mean, how long's it been out? 4 years? The AirPods are 5 years old this year, which I found shocking. Because I thought, but we only bought them last year. And then I thought, no, we didn't. It was the year before. And we didn't buy the first gen, we got the second. So it's not like Apple not to have... Well, when Steve Jobs was there, he had a plan. And if that plan took 10 years, fine, it took 10 years. But they can't seem to make their mind up. I mean, to bring that HomePod out at the price it was, I think people who buy it should be allowed to think to themselves, it's going to have a lifespan of more than 5 minutes. And it doesn't feel like it's been out that long. How long have you had yours, Renee? It's been in the COVID cave. Oh, Kim, you should see our COVID cave. I can't remember what stuff went in it. It was important at the time. Let's have a look. The new iMac colours. Oh, is this the pink and the... Oh, no. No, I can't be doing with that. I'll be doing with anything like that. Let's stick it in there. Tell me it's not the pink or the red. Oh, no, it wasn't red, was it? You see, I look at those. There's no way. I mean, they don't even look that different. And if you zoom in, Jonathan, to the side, So not the back of it, but look at the side of it. That's thicker than the one we've got. The one we've got's got has got like the bulge on the back, whereas that's like a slab. So that's like going back 5 years. That does seem rather odd. It does. That is rather odd. And still having, is that the headphone? Yeah, there's a headphone jack. Looking at that, I don't know. I think I'd have to see the fronts. Normally, I'd say I'd go for silver. You don't know what kind of bezel's on it. So basically, all it is a flat iMac. Same ports on the back, different colour. Don't like any of them. But it would be between, I don't know if that's space grey or black, but it'd be between that and the silver. I'd normally say silver, but I'd like to see the front before I make my mind up. But the one we've got, the look of it, I mean, people are saying it's old, it's tired. It's a computer. I know it's nice if they're pretty, but I can't see them going backwards and making them thicker. Can you? That seems like an odd thing. Plus the fact when you look at them, they look quite tiny. The rumour is they're 24 inches. And I can see they'd bring a new M1 equivalent iMac out, but it only be 24 inches. I think at some point they're working up to an iMac Pro. Would that iMac Pro be as soon as the end of this month? It could be, because they've retired the other one. But it feels a bit soon. It feels like that would be better brought out at WWDC. But who knows? This is Apple. Who knows? So, yeah, three of those are definitely, I mean, the green. At least if you're into pink and it fits your wallpaper, fine. But the green, it reminds me of Kitchenalia from the 50s. Do you remember green and cream? And they were like enamel based. Everything like bowls and stuff was enamel. I just, no. I mean, if they match your decor and you're happy with them, great. But to just buy as a computer, to put with your other computer stuff that, you know, let's face it, not green, not powder blue and not pink. I don't understand that. And the legs the same colour. It's not just like the legs silver, the legs green, blue and pink. No, no, Jonathan, take them away. I like all the styles of iMac that they've had. I know when they went to the silver, which was about 2009, I think it was, with the 24-inch black plastic back, which was grotesque. But the silver at the front, once I went to the silver at the front, they've been that way ever since, and they're fine. They're not exciting. They're fine. The Microsoft one, the Surface Studio, I had a go with that. That's the one that tilts and you can write on it and stuff. And it was awesome. It really was. It was a beautiful looking thing. And I don't know whether it was like the person in that was looking after it. So it was in John Lewis. There was the Apple section. There was the Microsoft section. I don't know whether the person in the concession used to polish that one every day. But sat next to the iMac, the Surface Studio was absolutely beautiful. And the iMac looked tired. And that was years ago. That was when Mike got his Surface. Is that 3 years ago?
Is it 3 years ago?
2 or 3 years ago. I think
two, I think.
No, I think it was three.
No, because we demoed it when we started After Hours.
Ah, you're right. It was 2 and a bit years ago. Almost 2.5 years ago.
What I've just found in my pocket? Orange dragon.
When you say orange dragon, you mean a piece of orange dragon skin?
Yeah.
Orange dragon's long gone. You've got some of the skin. Oh.
She insisted on taking that out to play.
Oh, what's this from Kim? Is this one even more grotesque than the last one? Oh, this is not good. Let me have a look. Let me get a new page. Oh, I've no idea what that is.
Isn't that the Bondi Blue one?
Oh, that's the Bondi Blue one. Do you know, I remember that coming out, but not from a using it perspective. Wasn't it the late 80s? I remember it because, you're all going to laugh at this, but can I just say I was a student and I didn't watch every episode. Somebody won one on a soap. It was Home and Away. And this computer turned up and I thought, what on earth is that? And it sat there throughout the rest of the series. I mean, when you look at that picture, the CD drawer on the front doesn't even look like it fits. There's a gap.
I thought it was a floppy drive.
No, it's not that old, Mike. But you know, that was desirable in its day. That's even scarier, isn't it? No, I never had one of those. I never even desired one of those at all. Nope, that was not for me. Not for me, that one. Apple will never have those colours. I don't think they'll go back to plastic, to be honest. I think they're like the sleek lines now. Maybe they'll want the iMacs to resemble an iPad if it was stuck to one of those stands. You know, the ones with the keyboard on, like an origami thing, it all folds out. I could imagine that. But the colours. But, you know, every time they do that, they come out with a new range of colours and we all say, oh, they're puke-inducing. And they're right. That's what they sell. Remember when they put out like a navy blue one and the dark green one? People adored the dark green one. Absolutely loved it. Next time, I think they brought out a light green one. You think, why are you playing with it? It's change for the sake of change. I much prefer Steve Jobs' idea. Don't make it difficult for people to choose. Has everybody seen a comedy series? Open All Hours. Originally, it was Ronnie Barker with David Jason. And then after that, it was David Jason and somebody else whose name totally escapes me. And he ran a corner shop. And there was a woman who used to go in. I think her name was Mavis. And she was supposed to be married. And she'd go in the shop and she was like buying something for dinner. And she just could not make her mind up. If she said, oh, well, I need X or Y, and he put them in front of her, she could be there for an hour. She just could not make her mind up. And I think that's what Apple have done with all of us. It's like, do you want this colour, this colour, this colour, this colour? And then there's this size, another size, another size. Then there's a bigger one, and there's one bigger than that. And in the end, you just end up sitting there going, I don't know, I'll stick with the one I've got. Because there's too many decisions to make. And you know that you can only have one. You can't really change your mind. That's how I feel about it anyway. Should have asked for four candles. Oh, Ronnie Barker was absolutely fabulous, wasn't he? That series was just the best. The best. No, Ronnie Corbett died, but not that long ago. He was a very, very private man. And he had some kind of seizure in a restaurant. And his family kind of, some of the people in the restaurant as well, kind of gathered round him so that the paps outside couldn't take photos. I think he got over that, but he died a little bit later, which is very sad. Was it the two Ronnies? Yes, it was. It was. That wasn't the Arkwright one. It was part of the two Ronnies. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, Tony, young people whose parents bought them the pretty coloured iPhones, etc., all grown up with their own money. You never know, the colours may be a good move. But Steve Jobs' attitude was, you know, you don't have to make a decision. Do you want the device or not? So I'm thinking of a time when I thought I really wanted it. And the decision I had to make put me off. I can't say there really was an occasion like that, but here's an example. This time last year, they were on the cusp of bringing out another iPad. And I was at the point of, I haven't had an iPad for 18 months. You only get the Apple Care on them for 2 years. So if I don't get this one and the next one takes 18 months to come out and we're at the beginning of lockdown, that's going to be a problem. So it was before the event, I'll buy an iPad. The event happened. Now, I did not have a third revision. I had a first and a second revision, 12.9, did not have the third one. So technically speaking, to do my demonstrations, it's better to have a 12.9. But in usage, it's better to have an 11-inch. So the iPads came out. Jonathan and I were both like, oh, yes, bring it on. And when they did, we were like, yeah, not impressed with that. And neither of us bought one. Now, that's not bang on comparable, but it's similar to the fact that if you sat there and it's like, should I have this one? Should I have that one? You've got that many decisions to make that sometimes it's easy just to say, no, I am. I'm going to stick with what I've got. Just because you're so overwhelmed and you don't want to make a mistake where you then think, do you know what? I've got the wrong one. And I know technically you can send it back and then get another one. But you know what it's like when everything's brand new. You know, you might have to wait for that. So if we rule that out as an option, because that's just appalling, I can't be doing with that. I think sometimes it's easy just not to buy one. Yes, they did do a skit on Apple, didn't they? It was to do with Blackberry's orange. What was the other one? Bluetooth, probably. It was all the fruits, wasn't it?
I remember that.
It was funny. It was funny. I think Open All Hours, the original series, Tracy, there is a full box set of that. There is a new series of Open All Hours where Granville's all grown up and he's taking the Arkwright role. I've seen a couple of episodes of that. It's quite funny. But he's not... He does well. He does well at it, but I don't think he was Arkwright. Arkwright had a kind of way with him. But the idea is that Granville's grown up and Granville's morphed into Arkwright. And I find it funny. It's funny. It's had a great cast in it. Johnny Vegas was in it. Stephanie Cole was still in it. I think the lady playing Mavis was still in it. So most of the original cast were there. Let's have a look. If the pink is 1,500 less, you'll get the pink. That's the other thing. Apple brings something out, and by comparison to the old one, it's three times the price. If they've pensioned off, I mean, you think, oh, they've pensioned off the HomePod because it's too expensive. Yeah, and then they'll bring another one out that's three times the size. It'll be the size of a barrel and 10 times the price. And you'll still want it. That's the trouble. Same with the iMac Pro. I mean, the only really thing that was pro with that when it came out was the price. And they could have made an iMac that was space grey. But to charge more because it's space grey is ludicrous. There should be a space grey one, though, if you think about it. Logically, there'd need to be. Because they are still selling a keyboard and trackpad that's space grey. And now they've pensioned off that computer. It doesn't match anything. So I think the black stroke space grey has got to happen. You had a Dutch version of Porridge. That had a good cast in it as well, didn't it? The people that were in that were amazing.
Mm.
The Apple skit was much, much, much later. Not long before he died, because there was a sad story with that, and I don't think he ever really recovered from it. I think that was basically what saw him off. But I think it was some anniversary of theirs, and they did a series of about six programmes, and it was them much later, so it was all new. They introduced some old sketches, and they gave you some information about how the sketch was put together and all the rest of it. And then there was some new stuff, not much, maybe like 10 minutes out of 30 was new stuff. And one of the new sketches was this Apple sketch. But the reason it was so sad wasn't, I didn't think Ronnie Barker looked comfortable. So some people put it down to the fact he looked ill. But the thing was, he had a son, and this son was an actor, and he was in a series called Wycliffe. Do you remember Dad with Wycliffe?
I do.
It was like a kind of poor man's Morse. I think it was based in the West Country somewhere, Devon or maybe Cornwall maybe. And his son played one of the police officers. And it was a very close cast in this thing. One of them ended up having a heart attack, and he couldn't, not Ronnie Barker's son, but he couldn't get insurance. However it works, you know, where they need workplace insurance, they would not insure this guy. So he couldn't go back to work. And the other cast members said, if he isn't going back, we're not going back. In other words, the series isn't going to happen. So they were very close, virtually a family on set. And after about two series of this thing, Ronnie Barker's son went missing. He didn't know where he was. He literally disappeared. But he disappeared because there was a warrant out for his arrest. which would have been bad enough if it was anything else, but it was a warrant out for his arrest for child pornography. He went to ground and nobody's ever seen him since. So if we assume Ronnie Barker wasn't in contact with him either, I think Ronnie Barker was just very, very aware that his son was on the run, if you will, and there's him on a comedy show, and he just did not look comfortable. And he's never surfaced to this day, I don't think. Or certainly not before he died. So he didn't see him before he died. I think at some point somebody said if he'd have just come back, he'd have got like 3 months and a slap on the wrist. But he legged it instead, and Ronnie Barker never really recovered from that. Never liked Ronnie Corbett as much. He always seemed forced. He used to do a sketch in the show. You remember when he sat on a chair and he'd basically tell like one gag, but the gag would go round the houses that much. You'd forgotten how the gag started. I hated that bit. It was like, can we get back to the sketches and stuff?
I feel like that when I tell a story on my room.
Oh, no, not like him. He could take 20 minutes, honestly. Oh, now Renee's not spending money until a MacBook Pro 16-inch M1 comes out. I don't think that's going to be that long. I really don't. Possibly they might even go up to the 17-inch. You never know. Might be back to a 17-inch. Who knows? Any place to get more RAM on the mock-ups? Don't see a place for it, which seems to mean Apple will be charging a lot for it. Well, I think the problem with that is we think we need more RAM because we always have done. But from everything I've read about these M1 Macs, apart from the fact that the MacBook Air doesn't have that will overheat more and thus it will get throttled more than the Pro would, that you really don't need 128 gig of RAM. Obviously, I'm going to disprove that, but that's the story. In which case, I don't even see them offering that as an option. And for them not to allow you to put RAM in, I think that's Apple's idea of utopia. So I think they would be quite happy with that. You'll have to warn the wife. She's the CFO. Tell her it's a bargain. Do the thing I did with the RAM and say the iMac's free. Because if you bought the RAM from Apple, you know, it would cost that much that if I buy it elsewhere, the Mac's free. No, seriously, it works. Oh, I love it. No, the armchair gags were shocking, weren't they? They just went on far too long. Some of the music sketches I don't think I appreciated as much when I was a child. But the things that I did absolutely love, the Phantom Raspberry Blower, stuff like that. I love things like that. There was the two Ronnies and Morecambe and Wise, and I love both of them. I just thought they were so clever. Even like the way, I mean, the things, the ones they had on the two, Morecambe and Wise, when they had them behind the curtain and that. He was forever laughing at Des O'Connor, who just took it so well. And every person that they got on that in the day was a massive star just played along with them so fabulously. You know my favourite actor that turns up for 5 minutes every now and then in a series? He did one episode. Because he was usually either, at the end of it, he was a criminal and he was locked up. But 99.9% of the time, he never made it to the end of the episode anyway. But one of the episodes that he did, one of the series, was The Sweeney. And the episode, I'd never seen it because it was like 1973, 1974. But he did this episode of The Sweeney. And was that the one who was on the roof or was that... No, that was The Professionals, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He died on that one when he fell off the roof. He died in this one with the Sweeney. And he died in Dempsey and Makepeace. So every series in the 80s and the 70s and 80s, he was in it. 5 minutes, dead. But this particular episode of The Sweeney he was in, part of the running thing through it was, it must have been the Christmas episode. And Morecambe and Wise were in it. And it was amazing. It was amazing. That was definitely worth seeing. Yo, yes, Andre Previn. That was one of the classics, wasn't it? The one I remember, and nobody else will remember this, but there was an opera singer called John Hanson in the 70s, and he was my mum's favourite. That's how come I'd been to the opera. Children weren't allowed at the opera, but she bought a box and told them straight she wasn't leaving me with a babysitter and she wasn't missing the concert either, you know, the opera. So age 3, 4, 5, there I was in a box. And every time I looked like I was going to say something, she gave me sweets. It was fabulous. I loved it. But he turned up on one of these episodes. And again, he was just, everyone was so willing to be made to look a fool, weren't they? But you look back now and it is just amazing. Oh, more renders of new IMAX. Thing is, we're not going to know what they're going to look like until they arrive. And that may or may not be a week on Tuesday. It might be the week after, because you found that someone was announcing something, didn't you?
OnePlus.
OnePlus has got a new
phone. One Direction.
No, not One Direction, Mike. They split up. They're going in all different directions now. Logic says probably the 23rd, just for the pre-orders. But having said that, if the pre-orders are on the Friday, then they'll be arriving Easter week. But who knows? Oh, I remember the Shirley Bassey one. Didn't she have a boot on her foot because she'd lost a shoe? Good night, Pete. We've got 5 minutes, have we?
We've got about 3.5, I think.
Right, in that case, I need to get the sound right, don't I? Before you or yours telling me. You can't hear anything. That would never do at all. Right, hopefully that's fixed. We're fixed. So you're going to need your headphones on now to hear anything. I've got all of the windows open. Not the house windows, obviously. All of the windows I need open on there. And I've got some music keyed up. And I've got my headphone cable wrapped around 4 charging cables. And a pen. Crying out loud, Bluetooth's easier, isn't it? Right, like cable. Right, got the cable. And we're cabled up. Right, I'm ready to go music-wise. Awesome. If you are going to stay with us, tonight's theme is Ireland and all things Irish, on account of the fact it's St. Patrick's Day on the 17th, which is next Wednesday, I believe, which hopefully will be the day after they announce the Apple event. The only thing with the Apple event is it's going to be expensive, isn't it? Because, you know, while we're all talking about IMAX and things, we are potentially due an iPad of some description. Now, that isn't always a 12-month release cycle. It's usually 18 months. But given that last year's was such a complete, not a washout, all it had was the LiDAR camera, about time they did something else. But that's going to be expensive because you're looking at all the stuff we didn't buy last year and some the year before. So you're looking at a phone, an iPad, a watch and an iMac. Yeah, very expensive. I need to grow kidneys. I need to talk to Pete about that. If I took a bit out, can I grow kidneys from it? But probably not. Probably not. So we've got some classic stuff lined up, haven't we, Mike?
We have.
For Ireland and all things Irish. We've got When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And then, I mean, you've got to start with this, haven't you? This has got to be early on. I'm in the mood for dancing. And I might even dance to that. You never know. And then we've got one that's coming up, which is for David and Mary, isn't it? Connemara Shore, which is written by Mary's uncle. Can't get better than this. And then we've got two trios we've got to fit in the half-time break of the football, because it's City tonight and Frank and Tony are both big City
at least
fans.
One. I don't know about Frank. I'll ask him when he comes in.
Well, he's a City fan, so there you go.
Tony is watching it because he's in the chat. I've got it on as well.
Well, at least you'll know what's going on.
I've got a monitor for half time, haven't I?
You have, because come half time, we've got to go in and play these things. We've got a trio that's all football related. So, yeah, it's going to be a good night, a good dancing night.
1 minute.
So, we've got 1 minute left. Right, okay. Just waiting for an iDevice to tip the $2,000 mark. Well, euro mark. That won't take long. That won't take long. In fact, if you got one with like, don't they go up to 2 terabytes now? Then that probably would tip that, about 1.8, something like that. Oh, Alex has got one there. If You're Irish, Coming to the Parlour by Ruby Murray. We will get that one in. But we're going in with When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. But I need an out on here. Otherwise, the show won't get produced. So for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.